and features investigative reporting and comprehensive arts and entertainment coverage for Boulder County. Boulder Weekly can be found at over 800 locations throughout the county and is on the web at www.boulderweekly.com.
Thank you. darkest dungeon, not a star to be seen above. I will be guided without a stumble into the arms of me only love. I went up to her bedroom window, kneeling gently upon a stone. I rapped on her bedroom window, my darling dear, do you lie alone? For I'm a rover, seldom sober, I'm a rover of high degree. And when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. She raised her head from a feather pillow, raised her arms up around her breast, saying who's at me bedroom window, disturbing me at me long night's rest. It's only me, your own true lover, open the door and please let me in. For I have come on a long night's journey, I am near drenched to the skin. For I am a rover, seldom sober, I am a rover of high degree. And when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. Opened the door and she let me in. We both shook hands and embraced each other, till the morning we lay as one. Well now, my love, I must go and leave you, though the mountains be high above. Well, I will find them with greater pleasure that I've been with me only love. For I'm a rover, seldom sober, I'm a rover of high degree. And when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company. For I'm a rover, seldom sober, I'm a rover of high degree. And when I'm drinking, I'm always thinking how to gain my love's company.
Music to get us started on this early spring evening. Beautiful, beautiful weather outside. Overcast, so it's not too warm. Just a delightful temperature. All of the trees now leafing out beautifully. What a wonderful time to celebrate the turning of the seasons. Great Big C to end up the first little set that we did there. I'm a Rover. It's off of their album Turn. And before that, music from Scotland and Old Blind Dogs with The Walking Nightmare. Good evening. I'm Carl Cumley. I'm your host here two of the Wednesdays every month on Shultagale. Music from all over the Celtic world. And we have Colorado music in studio for you tonight. Pandora Celtica is here in studio with us, and they're going to be coming your way in just a couple of minutes, making their vocal magic. And so do keep it right here for the next hour. We're going to tickle your ears, tickle your fancy. It promises to be a wonderful evening. A little more music from Rua. It's an album, gosh, it's a 20-year-old album now. It's called Homeland, and music from Rua to take us up to Pandora Celtica in studio on KGNU. This is Jocko Hazeldean.
By the tide, lady, why weep ye by the tide? I'll wed you to my youngest son, and you shall be his bride. And you shall be his bride, lady. So calmly to be seen. but I, she let the tears doon fall. For Jock o' Hazeldene. Now let this weary grief be done, and dry your cheeks so pale. Young Frank is chief of Errington, and Lord of tapers glimmered fair. The priest and bridegroom wait the bride. The dame and knight were there. They sought her far throughout the land. The lady was not seen. She's o'er the border.
Sounded very much like the wonderful sound of the Northumbrian pipes in that song Jock o' Hazeldene by Rua off of an album called Homeland, the Rua Connection. 15 minutes after 7 o'clock, and now it is our great pleasure to have here live in studio at KGNU our good friends from Pandora Celtica.
Woohoo!
Hi.
This song is called Rising of the Moon.
Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry us all.
Hush me, boy, hush and listen, and his cheeks were all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get ye ready, quick and soon. For the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon.
At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together at the rising of the moon.
Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be.
In the old spot by the river, right well known to you and me. One word more for signal token, a whistle up the marching tune. With your pike upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon.
With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon.
Out from many a mud wild cabin, eyes were watching through that night.
Many a manly chest was throbbing for the blessed warning light.
Murmurous past along the valleys like the banshee's lonely croon.
And a thousand blades were flashing at the rising of the moon.
At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon.
And a thousand blades were flashing at the rising of the moon.
There beside the singing river that dark mass of men was seen.
Far above the shining weapons hung their own beloved green.
Death to every foe and traitor, forward strike the marching tune.
And hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon.
'Tis the rising of the moon, 'tis the rising of the moon.
And hurrah, me boys, for freedom, 'tis the rising of the moon.
Well, they fought for poor old Ireland, and full bitter was their fate.
Oh, with glorious pride and sorrow fill the name of 98.
Yet thank God e'en still our beating hearts in manhood's burning noon.
Who would follow in their footsteps at the rising of the moon?
At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon.
Who would follow in their footsteps at the rising of the moon?
At the rising of the moon, at the rising of the moon.
Who would follow in their footsteps at the rising of the moon?
Cart galore. Boy, it's nice to have you guys back.
It's nice to be back.
Thank you very much. You know, Revolution seldom sounds as good as it does when you guys are singing about it.
You're so sweet.
It's the That's Irish who started true. It. We can't take full credit.
That's true. Yeah. And it's also, it is very nice to hear so many of the verses, because often you get two or three of the verses end of song.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, really nice from a ethnomusicological standpoint to hear all of them.
It's all Nessa's fault. I blame this one on my father. He said, you should totally sing Rising of the Moon. And I'm like, really? I've never heard that before. And he's like, it's an old Irish song. You have to sing it. So
we did.
So we did.
Tell Daddy gets mad props from me.
I will.
Hopefully he's listening.
Hi, Nessa's dad.
Tell me what you guys are up to. I want to hear about recording projects. I want to hear about gigs in prospect. All of that sort of thing.
Well, we thought at first that we would be celebrating Beltane today, because that was just yesterday, and we are fairies, and it's a lot of fun. But we also have a brand new CD coming out, so we decided instead to bring you all songs from our brand new CD, which is going to be called Fairy Revel.
Yeah.
That sounds terrific. Well, Banachtina Fela Beltane. Happy Beltane.
Yay, thank you as well.
Yeah, thank you.
We kind of knew that's what you were saying.
And, and by coming back and coming out, Nessa, means that that we're in studio for it. We have some tracks laid down. We are we're using a studio of our very good friends up in
Lafayette.
In
Lafayette. It's Moorefire Studios.
Right. Cannot say enough nice things about Gusty. He is a wonderful recording engineer.
He's amazing.
Brilliant.
Yeah. But we can't quite finish it.
We can't quite finish the CD.
Cannot say enough nice things about Paul either. He's a great proponent of Celtic music all up and down the Front Range. Yes. So, and I think I owe him an email.
So, yes, as Requiem was saying, we can't quite finish the CD. So what we're going to be doing is we're actually going to be launching a Kickstarter sometime before we all port ourselves out to Beltania down in Florence, Colorado. And so it's going to be a really awesome project. If you guys don't know what Kickstarter is, go look up kickstarter.com. And it's an all-or-nothing project. They call it crowdfunding. Basically, you give us your money, and we give you awesome stuff in return. It's kind of a you-scratch-our-back, we'll-scratch-yours with perks.
Micro-investments.
Micro-investments. Requiem, yes. Got a point.
Yeah.
And then
and not just investments by really small people.
Not
thanks.
Necessarily.
I saw you looking at me.
What?
So then you get to help us fund this new album so that we can actually finish it and put it out.
Yay.
Yes, because everyone wants to hear more of our music. We've been threatened multiple times if we don't have a new CD out soon.
That's a good threat.
It's a good problem to have.
Tell me about Beltania.
Yes, we're going to Florence Mountain Park for a weekend-long retreat called Beltania. It's just one big party with a lot of spiritual stuff going on, and there will be a lot of interesting classes, mm-hmm. And
lots
performances,
of music.
Lots of performances,
and
yes.
Shopping.
it's really a big, huge celebration of music and the celebration of nature.
Mm-hmm. And I'm embarrassed to say I haven't heard of it before. So tell me when it is.
This is going to be.
She's got to get her notes.
It's May 10th through 13th, so not this weekend, but the weekend after.
And it starts on a Thursday.
Starts all the way from Thursday and goes all the way through Sunday.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun and a lot of outdoor nature-y. Bring your sunscreen. Mm-hmm. We're going to be camping, which is super exciting for
We've
the band.
We've never camped for it before.
Great.
There are going to be all-night drum circles.
Drum
and
circles.
Fire pits.
Totally
getting
fire dancers, fire pits. S.J. Tucker's coming to town for
yes.
it.
Yes!
Sounds like a Celtic apogea.
Right?
It is.
Kind of.
Pretty much.
You know, just thinking. Well, it's time to get back into music, though.
Yes, sir.
That's what we're really here for. So you guys have to keep me on track. Otherwise, I'd keep you in conversation.
We're
and
okay
then
with
all
that.
Of your hands would, all of your fans would hate me. So
unlikely.
Mustn't have that.
Not all of them would hate you.
Just the ones that want to hear us sing.
That's right.
My mom would still like you.
Abroad as I was walking one evening in the spring, I heard a maiden bedlam so sweetly for to sing. A chain she rattled in her hands, and thus replied she,
I love my love because I know my love loves me.
So cruel were his parents who sent my love to see, and crueler still the galleon that bore my love from me. Yet I love his path since their ease, although they ruined me.
I love my love because I know my love loves me.
With straw I'll weave a garland, I'll weave it very fine. With roses, daisies, lilies, I'll mix the eglantine. And I'll present it to my love when he returns from sea.
He returns from sea. My love, because I know my love loves me.
Just as she sat there weeping, her love he came on land.
And hearing she was in bad love, he ran straight.
straight out of
run straight out of
he flew into us nine arms and thus replied,
thus will I
love my love because I know my love loves me. So now these two are buried and happy they may be, as turtle doves together in love and unity. And I love my love because I know my love loves me.
Wonderful stuff.
Thank you.
Good job, Ruby.
Ruby, great job.
Thank you.
and Requiem on the bass line. That was that last note was stunning.
No, she started a half note lower than we normally do. That was painful.
Thanks. But it's not a half note lower.
No,
because
that time
we moved it back
lower.
Down. Oh, was that the sharp?
That was it. Oh. Because you complained.
And that's why I was like, oh, this is higher than normal.
Maiden Bedlam is a child ballad.
It's, I just looked it up, so we made sure we weren't stepping on somebody's rights.
Right.
It's from the 1700s.
1780?
Yeah, 1780s.
Most of those 1780 copyrights have expired.
It doesn't last, right? Those corporations don't really exist. Sony hasn't bought them out.
Disney doesn't own it yet.
Which brings up two questions. One is, I want to make sure we get one more plug out there for how people can contact you to support the album in progress.
All right. So this is the pull my string moment. You can find us on PandoraKeltska.com, which we will also link to Kickstarter.com, which will soon have our fundraiser up. You can also find us on Facebook, which you will never hear the end to the Kickstarter. You can find us on Twitter. We have a Twitter. If you want to talk to us directly, I think everyone but Discordia has a personal fan page or page you can add us. Discordia's tree doesn't like electricity yet. mainly those points are where we're going to be advertising a lot of the Kickstarter.
Can go to the social media, find you there,
yes,
and get to Kickstarter
exactly.
That way.
And mm-hmm. It's a double whammy because then you get all of our updates on what's going on with everything else as well.
And you're obligated, if you get our Kickstarter, to share it with everyone you know. That's the way it works.
Exactly.
It's not only is it a micro-investment, but it's also its own form of social media.
Friends, parents.
I was going to say pyramid scheme, but it's not.
No.
We give you something in return. Pyramid schemes
absolutely.
Just kind of
there
rob
you
and run.
Exactly.
Ooh, and shortly, you will be able to find us on fairypunktales.com. They basically, a whole bunch of authors and artists have gotten together, and they create steampunk fairy tales, and they're going to do nursery rhymes, and soon, probably starting next month, maybe, we will be singing nursery rhymes and things that go along with these fairy tales.
Yes.
And you'll be able to find us there as well.
That means we will do a kids album.
Yeah.
On purpose, ooh, as opposed
a
to
a steampunk kids album.
I like the on purpose part.
I want to ask one more question about the album in progress, and that is because I know that you, Shadowcat, write a lot. I think all of you at one time or another contribute songs to the canon,
yep,
of Pandora Celtica. I'm wondering what the mix is here of traditional and new music on this album.
Having just done the copyright work on this yesterday, we have 7 original pieces, 4 traditional, 1 parody, and 1 cover.
Mm-hmm. There you have it. That answers my
exactly.
question.
Literally.
Perfect.
Well, and then 16 tons that we can't decide whether it's a cover or not.
Traditional.
So,
or...
Yeah.
Shadowcat has written songs like Gears and Steam, which is our steampunk nod, and Fairy Revel. I've written Sailor Boy.
What are our other original
Leprechaun.
Songs? That's right. And Requiem wrote Leprechaun and also an excellent Filk.
Which we're going to do next.
Yes, which is called Firefly Serenity.
A parody song. It's very hard to convince Billy Joel to let you do parodies, so we just did one anyway.
And we're going to set aside the money and go, please don't kill us a lot.
And this is for all you sci-fi geeks out there who know what Firefly is.
Yay, Firefly.
They were nine diverse souls in the blackness, seeking nine different things from destiny. But they all bound together in the chaos. They stole our hearts and gave us serenity. Oh, a false distress tricked the alliance yesterday. Oh, afloat a contraband that had a borrow's way. We took on strangers from Persephone today. Oh, Kaylee says they're shiny, so I know there's hell to pay. And so I pilot my Firefly Serenity. And we go where the blackness is deep. There are rivers out there in the empty. And a good captain can't fall asleep. Oh, I've got debts to pay. Crewmen come to blows. Oh, I'm sure there's jobs out there, but where God only knows.
God only knows.
They say these trade lanes ain't what they used to be. Oh, but my fine ship and crew, well, they can count on me. So if you see my old Firefly Serenity, and if you fight against the feds or ply the lane, tell Mr. Universe we're all silver on coast. We live our lives here with Vera and Jane. Aye, aye, aye. Serenity of Firefly, more and more miles from core every year. Since they told me I can't wear no brown coat, and there's no luck in peacemaking here. Oh, I was a warrior like my father was before. Oh, can make a living as a warrior. You in the face, and so I pilot my Firefly Serenity, and we go where the blackness is deep. There are rivers out there in the empty, and a good captain can't fall asleep. Aye, aye, aye.
I love that.
Yay.
Please tell me you've seen Firefly or Serenity. Oh, we have to buy him a copy and send it to the studio.
We absolutely will.
It's an amazing TV series and movie that was written by Joss Whedon, who also did Buffy and Angel.
Right.
And it's about basically space cowboys.
Well, you know, speaking of mixing your genres, that is something you guys do very well.
We try.
Because if there is another a cappella group that mixes the Celtic and Fae and steampunk traditions and has a fan base like you do in North America, I have to say I'm unaware of it.
Blissfully unaware.
We are the best in that particular demographic, yes.
There you go.
Or within 5 feet, as Shadowcat will say regularly.
Yeah. Yeah, we're usually the best band within the living room that we rehearse in.
Well, yeah. I want to hear how you came to... How does one go about writing a steampunk song?
Well, first it helps to really kind of get into the genre and get into the idea of it. And steampunk, for those that don't know, is very much alternate science fiction. It's like if you go back to the 1800s.
Jules Verne,
and people like that, Mary Shelley, who wrote Frankenstein and things like that. That was right around the start of science fiction. And it's basically about the future that never actually happened. So if everything was run on steam and the steam engine, as far as trains and things, were still like the major mode of transportation. And
Victorian art and fashion was still really big.
Exactly. And you put yourself in that mindset and you put yourself in that area of exploration, that area of discovery. And then you start to kind of get into the mindset. And then after that, writing songs becomes easy.
Watching Wild Wild West, either the series or the movie, or the current Sherlock Holmes doesn't hurt either, mm-hmm. because those right. are all set in the same genre.
Yeah.
Or reading H.G. Wells' Time Machine.
Yeah, Wells is good.
Yeah. So this song that we're going to do here soon, called Gears and Steam, when I wrote it, I was thinking to myself, what would it be like if my parents were sick and the only way that I could... really support them was by going out and being a pickpocket, you know, and then doing that and then seeing a girl made of all gears and steam and clockwork and cogs, you know, who suddenly I was attracted to, and you follow her around and it's just, you know, you put yourself in that mindset and it opens up all new possibilities. It's really neat.
I'm dying to hear it.
Thank you. So are we. I mean, yes, of course. Yes.
I hear the ticking of the clock. Time marches closer than a dream. With our ship circling the dock. A world of violence and steam. My father's sick again. I hear my mother crying, my father's sick again. There's just no use denying, I know there's just no money left to pay to make him well. There's no more time to waste. And so I take my weapon belt from under the bed and then I wind it round my waist. I rob another one. I know that I can't fail her. I rob another one. And then they call the jailer. And so they keep on chasing me, a thief. They'll never catch a game of grief and strife. I just have one last purse to steal, just one more caper left. I'm running for my life. I hear the ticking of a clock. Time marches closer than a dream. With our ship circling the dock. A world of violence and steam. I see her walking past. I follow around the corner. I see her walking past. She dresses like a mourner. And as I pull my pistol out, I look right in her eyes. She steals my heart from me. This perfect maid of gears and steam, this lonely clockwork girl, I know she'll set me free. Oh. I have to make a choice.
to be a thief or lover. I think I've made a choice. My father won't recover. And as I reach out for her hand, I hear her shot ring out. My thoughts fly from my head. And then she puts her gun away. Her cold eyes stare at me. I dream among the dead. I hear the ticking of a clock. Time marches closer than a dream. With airships circling the dock, a world of violence and steam. I hear the ticking of a clock. Time marches closer than a dream. With airships circling the dock, a world of violence and steam.
Called Gears and Steam.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And it sounds like sepia-toned photographs.
Doesn't it?
It really does. It's remarkable.
Thank
Congratulations.
You. Thank you.
Can we just get you to describe each of our songs like that? Because that was amazing, too.
There you go.
You're hired.
I want to give everybody, if you are just tuning in and wondering who our guests are on Schultegale this evening, Pandora Celtica and Requiem, Shadowcat, Nessa, Ruby, and Discordia are here.
Hi.
And
hi.
One of the things we want everybody to know is how they can find you on social media. We referred to it once before, but let's go ahead and make sure that people know how to keep up with your gigs, album releases, buy music that you already have out, all of those good things. So give us the rundown.
All right, the rundown. You can find us on Facebook at Pandora Celtica. You go to Facebook, you type in Pandora Celtica, we're there. It's PANDORACELTICA. Also, you can find us on Twitter at Pandora Celtica. You can find us on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon. You can listen to us for free on Spotify, and we still get a kickback. Is there anything else I've missed? You can find us soon on Kickstarter.
And you can find us on PandoraCeltica.com.
Ha! The obvious one.
Where we now have blogs and forums.
Oh, yes, there's a new blog. It's called Glitter Diaries, and it was all Requiem's idea.
We decided that having... Having to live in a mundane mortal world, often there are things that we find perplexing. And rather than just get together at rehearsals and natter on about how weird mortals are, we're putting these thoughts down on a blog so we can share them with the general populace, be they fae or not.
Interwebs.
Hopefully somebody on the interwebs can explain to me little things like why humans drive on parkways and park on driveways and a whole slew of things like this that we just find
strange mortals.
Doors to nowhere.
Yeah, I want someone to explain cupcakes. I mean, are they cups or are they cakes? I mean, really, guys.
And what's with the frosting and the weird papery things? Because those are totally not edible.
You can't eat those. I learned that the hard way.
Oh.
See?
And this makes a horrid cup.
This is stuff that people should know. So anyway, sorry, go ahead. That's a rant.
We went off on a fairy tangent. How did it feel?
An alternate sociology, to be sure.
Ooh, I like that. He uses lots of big words and he knows what they mean.
I know.
I hate to bring this to a close. You've no idea how much I hate to bring this to a close. So I'm going to extract from you a promise that come the Yule season, we'll have you back.
We can do that.
Okay.
Or sooner if you beg, borrow, and steal enough.
I'll see if I can... employ
pretty
my
soon will be your only guest.
My prior life experience as a cut purse will come into play.
Nice.
Pandora Celtica on Schultegale. Thank you all so much
hey,
for
Carl,
being here.
Thank you, and thanks to everyone who listened.
Thanks to the wizard in the control room, yeah! Fergus Stone, who makes it all possible.
That's the best beard in the world.
And this is the second show in a month that he has engineered.
Wow.
He is a marvel. And you can also come back to the KGNU website, kgnu.org, and track down this show. It's not that hard to do. And listen to this interview and Pandora Celtica's wonderful music on the MP3 and Wave that you can find there. So thank you guys again very much. What music are you going to go out with?
Huh, the best song in the world.
Let's go traditional. We realized not too long back, actually, that we had not recorded this song.
That's right.
So we're putting it on our new CD.
It's my favorite.
It's a traditional close.
We've been singing it forever. We just haven't recorded it. And
hey,
it's
Discordia,
called...
you should tell us what it's called.
Parting Glass.
Yay.
Hey, you made her talk.
Of all the money I've had, I have spent it in good company, and all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, it was to none but me. And all I've done for want of it, to memory now I can't recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night, and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades e'er I've had, they're sorry for my going away, and all the sweethearts e'er I've had, they wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise and you should not, I'll chant the arise and softly call. Good night and joy be with you all.
Music from Pandora Celtica live in studio on Sholta Gale on KGNU. Thanks again so very much, guys. Just an absolute pleasure to have you in studio.
Thank you.
Thank you. Woo-hoo.
See you soon.
We love you all.
And our thanks again to Mr. Fergus Stone, our engineer, who makes everything possible. Back into recorded music on Sholta Gale as we steam up to the 8 o'clock hour. More music from all over the world comes your way with Musica Mundi at the top of the hour. Off we go with Cherish the Ladies. It's from the album Across the Waves. And let's launch in.
I must away, love. I can no longer tarry. The morning tempest I have to cross. I will be guided without a star, no, into the arms I love the best. I walked up bedroom window and leaned my back there against a stone. I whispered softly into his window, my darling. Christ has had from his snowy pillow, and with his arms raised across his chest, he said, "Who is this at my bedroom window, disturbing me at my long night's rest?" I said, "My true love, it's your own true lover. So open the door now and let me in, for I have come on a long, long journey, and I am drenched onto
Shultagale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
Thank you.
music from a great group called Banshee in the Kitchen. It's called Ships. It's a whole set of ship reels and things of that nature. That's going to do it for us for this first Wednesday in May on Shoal to Gale. Our great thanks to Fergus Stone for engineering and for our friends from Pandora Celtica for joining us in studio and sharing their music. You're listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and around the world on the web at kgnu.org. Musica Mundi is next.
You're listening to Musica Mundi. You're listening to Musica Mundi, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, with translator K22AC in Nederland, Colorado at 93.7 MHz. My name is Uket, and I will be with you until 10 p.m. this evening. If you have any comment or request, the phone number to call 303-442-4242, or you can email us dj@kgnu.org. We started off the program with Mulatu Astadke, a jazz musician from Ethiopia, from the album Addis to New York. And this is a track called Yegala Tuzita. Yes, Musica Mundi, music meaning a Latin word for music around the world. Yes, we cover music from all over the globe. And today we're going to have a guest speaker, a guest artist from Brazil. His name is Dada Youth via Skype. I hope the internet connection will go smoothly. also, we're going to hear from Tyrone Beverly. He's going to call us around 8:15 also. He's on illustrating yoga tour, and he's going to tell you about some free yoga classes he has. He's the best